Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, October the 6th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we are kind of doing a part two to the intro of the new series that we're getting ready to get started. I want to really break down what's going to be included in this next series so that way you have a clear understanding. I want to try to do these introductory shows on this particular venue. Because, again, there's no charge and it's free. So that way, the listeners, so that way you are aware of what's going on or what the series, the pay-per-view series, is going to be about. Today, we're talking about Twisted Light. Twisted Light is the current event and the biblical prophecy that is being laid out before us today. Right now, as we speak, there are events that are taking place all around the globe, and these events are current. These are current events that are happening right now in our lives. And we see these events But these events are twisted so that way you can interpret these events. Because if people really understood the current events that were going on today, the entire globe would be in an uproar. But we don't interpret these events for what they really are. So we are seeing biblical prophecy laid out in front of us, but because we don't have the aptitude, or because we don't have the demeanor, or because we don't have the quote-unquote pedigree, we may not have the Jewish heritage, we can't see how the light has been twisted. One of the most important things that I did and do is, for example, the last series that I just did, for the first time, I really didn't reveal everything in the series, meaning that was some information when we talked about the gods of the Old Testament and the true God. So there are certain things that I didn't reveal during that series that I think maybe should have or should not have, still debating. And the reason that I did not reveal certain things during that series is because of the current position, the current events that I'm in right now. And so current events have a way of molding and shaping our reality so that we do or we do not reveal or we do not seek or we do not ask certain questions. For example, if you are in a particular position, I just watched a movie last night, for example, and if you are being, say, abused, and they require you to say something or not say something to stop the pain. And so under certain torment or under a certain environment or under certain current events, under certain events, you may or you may not be as transparent or truthful as you should or you can. So current events shape how we view and how we live our lives. Now, all of us should be living our lives according to the truth. The Bible tells us that in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, do not marvel for Satan himself has transformed himself into an angel of light. So what most people have not been privy to is the occult and how they work. So during this series, I'm going to use that platform, and I'm not, again, I didn't volunteer for this. This just happened to be the way the chips fell. And so the light is real for everyone. But the problem is, if we go all the way back through history, light has always been good and darkness has always been evil. That has been ingrained in us since the beginning of time. We all know and we all are afraid of the dark because we don't know what's in the dark. But I, unfortunately, had to stay in the dark until I could see in the dark. So I have the luxury, if you want to use that term, or the unfortunate ability to see in the dark. So this darkness is what I see. So when I see current events, I don't see them the way you do. When I see certain things, I don't see them the way that you do. I know that the demiurge is at work. Now, I've done many shows. I have a book about the cosmic rocks or the demiurge. So there are all sites of beliefs. There's all sites of things. There's all sites of symbols that are going to take place. That's what we're going to be discussing during this series. So light does not necessarily equal good, and light does not necessarily equal knowledge. The devil has, again, the Bible says that Lucifer, Satan, that old dragon, who has deceived the entire world. So even though the occult uses the term light and enlightenment as positive terms and words, the Illuminati, the enlightened ones, the one percenters, the powers that be, the shadow government, the cosmogrator, Lucifer, Satan, Beelzebub, Asmodeus, Leviathan, Belphegor, whatever term, label, or limit you want to use, these are labels and limits that are designed to give you a sense that the light or the illusion is good when it is not. They are designed to give you names and words that are illusionary. And this illusion is what is being displayed in the current events. So when we see certain events that happen, like the shooting that just happened in Oregon, a current event, it gives us the illusion that we need to take action and give up our rights, our Second Amendment rights, so that way we cannot bear arms. It's an illusion, brother. It's an illusion. It's a twist. It's twisted light. The current events that are unfolding before our eyes today that's ingrained in biblical prophecy, and even that biblical prophecy, as we talked about in the series with Saul, or Paul, we talked about how he has been betrayed or could be perceived because of certain things that he said. But Paul, again, is the ambassador to the Gentiles, as we discussed. But Paul's words and his teachings can be twisted. And it looks like Paul has a gospel of grace that says you can do anything you want, anytime you want. God will forgive you. That's not Paul's teaching. But that's what Christianity says Paul's teaching is. That is not Paul's teaching. So if you don't understand, you're going to twist Paul's teaching and think that Paul gives you grace. Paul didn't usher in grace. What Paul ushered in was a better understanding of the faith than that Yahushua said. That Yahushua said you need two things. You need the word and you need to apply the word. People say that Paul says you got the word and you got grace. No, faith without works is dead. We still need to keep all of the law. That means that we need to keep God's commandments. Jesus Christ himself said that you will know my people by their works, meaning by what you do, meaning we keep his commandments. God says, my people keep my commandments. That's, in other words, so this easy believism that we have today is twisted light. There is a teaching, there are teachings that say that if you do something wrong and you ask for forgiveness, that's it. There's a teaching that says that if you respond to an altar call, you walk down and you say certain words, that's it. There is no keeping of the commandments anymore. It's done away with. Twisted light. These current events that we're going to be discussing, my brothers and sisters, is going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you that 2 Corinthians chapter 11, where it says, and no wonder for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. There is a pattern that the Luciferians use, that the Demiurgs use, that basically is this pattern for the current events that we're going to be discussing. Now, you should be asking yourself the same question that I ask myself. When we look at the current events that are going on in today's world, everything that is happening in today's world is paramount for you to understand it. But prophecy, basic prophecy, or the prediction of future events, is laid out scripturally. Now, the scriptures, as you know, has been by Constantine, by, again, Caesar's Messiah, by the Cretans instead of the Christians, by the under-over and understanding that they are manipulators of the light. And so it is our job to make sure that our logic is scripturally based so that we can approach and we can interpret prophecy from the lens of the Father, not the dumbed-down version, not the Constantine version, not the Luciferian version, not what the Pope is saying, but we need to look at, for example, Chernobyl. We need to look at ISIS. We need to look at the homosexual agenda. We need to look at abomination, which is an abomination. We need to look at these terms, and we need to over and understand what is going on in the world today. What's just happening right now in South Carolina? As we speak in South Carolina, are you aware what's going on in Venezuela right now as we speak? What's going on in San Francisco right now as we speak? Do you know that in San Francisco right now, it's the new IT mecca of the world? They left Silicon Valley and they went to San Francisco. Why? Why is San Francisco the new hub of the IT world? Why is San Francisco the hood? People who are native from San Francisco can't even afford to live in their own community. I live in a little over 25,000 square foot home. Do you know that for 1,000 square feet in San Francisco now, you got to pay over $1 million? Why? What in the world is going on in San Francisco right now, today, that has to do with biblical prophecy that's talked about in the book of Ezekiel? chapter 37 and Ezekiel chapter 38. That's what we're going to be discussing during this series. What is going on right now as we speak, brothers? I'm not talking about next week. I'm talking about current events today. What is going on, current events today? So if we don't understand these current events, my brothers and sisters, you are going to be a war or a casualty of frequency violation. Now, brothers and sisters, the smoking gun that I'm going to drop during this series is going to really, really, really challenge your belief system. Now, CERN is the parting of the veil, Project CERN. What is it going on? Why is the super collider in CERN right now for the first time being ramped up for full capacity? And why are they doing, why are scientists performing the dance of Shiva before they fire up the super collider? What in the world does dancing have to do with the scientific research of splitting atoms? I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you understand what is happening right now and the acceleration of Project CERN and the rise of ISIS and the Pope addressing a sitting Congress of the United States of America where there's supposed to be separation of church and state. Why in the world on the 24th, or was it the 25th of September, the year of Jubilee, the year of Yom Kippur, why is all of this going on right now as we speak? And so these current events is the result of the twisting and the manipulation of the light. And if you don't understand that, my brothers and sisters, then you don't understand the degradation and the degeneration of the Christian church. So the world is in full of chaos. It is full of deception. And there are many skeptics and scoffers and mockers out there who are making fun and saying that none of this is relevant. So what we're going to do, what I'm going to do is we're going to go through the prophetic significance of this year and next year, the year of Jubilee. We're going to go through how September started the end of the abomination of desolation. And we're going to talk about how the abomination is Obama-nation. And we're going to talk about the blood moons and what they represent. We're going to also talk about the Shemitah and what the Shemitah and the seven feasts of the Jewish customs. We're going to talk about Jade Ham 15 that everybody forgot. It hasn't went nowhere. It just went underground. We're going to talk about how in the world are they going to bring about the end time global disaster. Now, I'm not a doom and gloom preacher or teacher. This is not doom and gloom for me. We're going to talk about one of the most difficult things for believers to wrap around, and that the Bible is a program. Although it may be a good program, you have to understand that if it's a program, what if I put a virus in that program? That's called the devil, by the way. So I don't know if you know anything about computers, but how does your computer work? We talked about this on the last show when we talked about language. And we talked about how the Illuminati understands language and how at the Tower of Babel, they introduced, at the Tower of Babylon, they introduced Babel or confusion, which is the manipulation of the light or the language. And so during this series, we're going to break all of these things down so that way you can see, you can make sense of the current events and how it relates to biblical prophecy. That's what this series is all about. So this series, we're going to really, really focus on specific events and how these specific events, for example, Chernobyl and Nibiru, the homosexual agenda, FEMA camps. We're going to really focus on the FEMA camps and the deep underground military bases called DUMB, D-U-M-Bs. Because we have to understand how this is furthering the program. Now, brothers and sisters, as all of my shows are, they're dangerous shows if your faith is not rooted and grounded in the true God, not the G-A-D of this world or the G-A-W-D of this world, but the true God, Ayah, Asha, Ayah, as it's been revealed to us on this dimension. Now, I say that also with an understanding that we even have to go deeper and further than that, because there is a global police initiative that has been launched by the quote-unquote powers that be. And we must seek to understand the end-day prophecies that are being revealed so that way you can see through the smoke and the mirrors. That is the purpose of this series. This series is designed to assist you with end-time biblical prophecy, the Shemitah and the blood moon specifically, and the coming signs that are yet to come. Of the seven feasts, we know that four have been fulfilled, three are left remaining. We're going to discuss that during this series. We really want to make sure that you understand the Illuminati, and I use that term very loosely. That just means, you know, the bad guys or the Cosmogrator. The most important thing, brothers and sisters, that you have to wrap your brain around is light and darkness are now mixed together. So how do you tell good light from bad light? Let me ask the question again. How do you tell good from bad when good and bad have merged together? Most people, a lot of people have not really done the homework to understand. When the scripture talks about come let us create man according to the image of God and according to our likeness, that his image may become a light for us. And man were created by means of their respective powers in correspondence with the characteristics for which they were given. Now, that, again, was taken from a book called Pistis Sophia that talks about the Adamic race that was created as a natural energy source for the Demiurge, the Archons. Now, that is what is going on in current events. These current events that are happening today are being promoted by the Archons, by the rulers, by the powers of this world. Now, this is also talked about in the Apocrypha of John. I've done many shows. It's also talked about in the Apocalypse of Adam. Notice these books are not canonized books. They're not inside of the Helios Biblios because they're promoted by the counterfeit spirit. Now, I've done many shows. Well, not many. I've done a few shows on Sophia. The next series, I will probably read from or break down this book, Sophia. Here's another quote from this book that, again, is relevant to the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel, the book of Ezekiel, that breaks down true biblical prophecy that is now being mixed with false biblical prophecy. But false prophecy. So we got twisted prophecies going on, meaning we got two prophecies. So you guys do know that according to Project Blue Beam and Project Woodpecker, that they are going to try. That's why we see these holographic images. Notice they already did a concert with Michael Jackson with a holographic image. They did a concert with Tupac, or at least he appeared on stage in a holographic image. The holographic image was so real that people actually thought it was them. So this holographic image is so real that people assume that it is them. That's twisted light. That's called, now again, you can look this up. It's Project Bluebeam, Project Woodpecker. This was done in the 50s and the 60s. That's why they put chemtrails in the air. And these chemtrails are in the air, so metal helps to foster the image. This is done by the counterfeit spirit. Now, in my last series, as I talked about before, I wasn't at liberty to really express myself due to the current events that was going on in my own personal life. So the enemy is going to do the same thing that he's done to you, or to me, to you. He's going to create havoc in your personal life with current events so that you can't recognize the biblical current events and how the abomination, A-B-O-M, is Obamanation. O-B-A-M-A. Now, no disrespect to Obama, but we do know the name Barack Obama is inside of the Bible, inside of the book of Ezekiel, and how it saw him fall from heaven like lightning. Now, I didn't say that. The Bible says it. We're going to talk about Obamanation, Barack Obama specifically because he's in the Bible. and how that, again, affects you on a personal level. So if my personal life, if the current events in my personal life are such that it prohibits me from expressing the truth as I have come to know it, then the devil has done his job. And so there are certain events that are happening in your life that the enemy is trying to use to suppress your joy, to suppress what God has called and gifted you to do. Now, I can't speak for everybody. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, nor am I the brightest bulb in the pack, nor do I claim to be. But I do know one thing, and I do know that one thing very well, and that is the ability to discern good from evil. Having been raised on both sides of the fence, I spent a lot of time on the bad side, a lot of time on the good side. And there's one thing that I may not know a lot of stuff, but I understand the counterfeit spirit. Now, just because I may hang out with the counterfeit spirit, or just because I understand the counterfeit spirit, doesn't mean I don't recognize it. Because I allow events to play out in my life, because I know that those events are learning experiences for whatever reasons. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, because number one, I should be dead already, or number two, I should be in prison. But I'm not. And there is a reason why I'm not. And so these events, certain events play out in my life because they are ordained by God, not G-A-D or G-A-W-D, but the supreme creator that's allowing these current events to take place in my life and in your life. And so when these events happen in your life, there's a purpose and there's a reason. Your job is to simply ask the Father to show you what you are to learn from these events. In the book Pistis Sophia, it says, Sophia, a eon of from the source, accidentally created the demiurge by mistake without her consort, her mate. It was not created in full and was described as a lion-faced dragon who thought he was the only God and proclaimed himself as God. Sophia, realizing her mistake, came down to inform the demiurge. The demiurge, demonic or demonstration, urge means desire. The demiurge then surrounded Sophia and held her in chaos and stole her light. Sophia, then realizing her mistakes, repents and asks for forgiveness from the source. Source sends Sophia help to take back the light power that was stolen from her by the demiurge. The reason I read that statement is because most believers, or a lot of people, have read about the Pleroma, Pistis Sophia, or the demiurge. I've spent 10, 15 years reading and studying everything that existed before the Sumerian text, before this current age. Most of these documents are ancient documents written before the Sumerian text, which is supposedly the oldest document on human history. And the reason why is because all of this information was taken out of the Christian Bible by Constantine, because he knows he doesn't want you to know this. And we're going to talk about this during this series, that there is two light sources, the good light and the bad light. So darkness is not an issue. We know darkness. Everybody knows evil. But people don't know good. Most people don't know that there is good, and then there is gooder, if we want to use that term, even though I know that's not a word. So there's good and, let's say, best. So your job, brothers, your job, sisters, is to know the difference between good and know best. So I'm after the best. I'm after the source. I'm after the Father of lights. I'm after the Father of fathers. I'm only interested in revealing what he has to say. That's what this series is about. So my brothers and my sisters, in conclusion, this series that started on Wednesday night, tomorrow night at 7 p.m., again, If you haven't paid, make sure you go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make the $100 donation so you can join us for this seven-hour, this seven-part series. Because we're going to go through how the light got twisted, and then we're going to break down each one of these events that I've just mentioned. What events? What is the biblical significance of this year, the year of Jubilee? What is the biblical significance of the blood moons? What is the biblical significance of Obama? What is the biblical significance of the Shemitah? What is the biblical significance of the seven feasts? What is the biblical significance of Jade Ham 15? What is the biblical significance of ISIS and the Statue of Liberty and the guy who built the Statue of Liberty? That's not the Statue of Liberty. It's the Statue of ISIS. We're going to break down Project CERN. We're going to break down the Dance of Shiva. We're going to break down the biblical significance of the Pope addressing Congress. We're going to break down the biblical significance of Mystery Babylon. Mystery Babylon. America. We're going to break down the biblical significance of Wormwood, a.k.a. Chernobyl. We're going to break down the biblical significance of the Destroyer, a.k.a. Nibiru. We're going to break down the biblical significance of the homosexual agenda, same-sex marriage, and the destruction of the family. We're going to break down the biblical significance of martial law and the promotion of the police state by the alienation or the removal of your Second Amendment rights, the right to bear arms. We're going to break down FEMA and the FEMA camps in the deep underground military bases. And we're going to break down the enemy's goal of the total annihilation of the Christian church, the true church. So my brothers and my sisters, this is going to be a powerful series. We've got a lot of stuff to cover, so we're going to hit the ground running tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Again, if you haven't secured that your listening spot, if you want to use that term, please go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that $100 donation so you can join us. Again, I'll be sending out that code about an hour before the show to all of the paying customers and paying listeners. Again, you can also email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If there's payment arrangements that's needed, we can definitely assist you with that as well. My brothers and my sisters, don't be fooled by the twisted light. Make sure that you are interpreting the current events according to the biblical standard. That is what we're going to discuss in this next series. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. Ayah, Asher, Ayah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling scenes, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass the message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You